إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Makanat al-tawheed fi hayati al-muslim. The essential place of a tawheed in the life of every Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, which means, I did not create the jinn nor mankind except to worship me alone without any partners. I do not seek from them provisions, and I do not ask them to feed me. Brothers and sisters, Al-Imam An-Nawi rahimahullah, he said, commenting upon this ayah, هَذَا تَسْرِيحٌ أَنَّهُمْ خُلِقُوا لِلْعِبَادَةِ. This is a crystal clear announcement that they were created to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَقٌ عَلَيْهِمَ الْإِعْتِنَاء بِمَا خُلِقُوا لَهُ. So it is upon them. It is obligatory upon every male and female, young and old, to busy themselves, to dedicate themselves to that which they were created for, which is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone. وَلِعْرَاضِ عَنْ حُضُوذِ الدُّنْيَا. And to likewise turn away, to shun the temptations of this world through abstinence. Just ponder for a moment. Why was you created? For what purpose? And knowing he mentioned that, a poet said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطَنَا. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has wise, righteous servants. طَلَّقَ الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُ الْفِتَنَا. They divorced this world and they feared its tribulation. Not like some people who marry the dunya and they think it's a lasting marriage, but it's going to end in a khul'a. بِلَا شَكَّ وَلَا رَيْبٍ. Because we're going to die. So we need to prepare for it. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عِبَادًا فُطَنَا. Allah has wise, righteous servants. طَلَّقَ الدُّنْيَا وَخَافُ الْفِتَنَا. They divorced this world and they feared its tribulations. نَظَرُوا فِيهَا فَلَمَّا عَلِمُوا. They analyzed the reality of this world and they understood. أَنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ لِحَيٍّ وَطَنًا. That this world, it is not everlasting for the one who lives in it. جَعَلُوهَا لُجَّةً وَاتَّخَذُوا صَالِحِ الْأَعْمَالِ فِيهَا سُفَنًا. So therefore, their attitude to the dunya, it caused them to treat it as what? An abyss of water. And their righteous actions was like a boat that allowed them to sail safely upon their journey. This life is a journey. And we're going to talk about the place that Tawheed has in every one of our lives, the lives of the Muslims. So how can an individual be happy to remain ignorant about Tawheed? How can a Muslim be lazy to learn about Tawheed? How is it possible that when people are learning and striving to acquire knowledge of a Tawheed, that people have time to just stand idly in the streets? Brothers and sisters, Tawheed is the first thing that the servant starts his day with, and a Tawheed is the last thing that the servant closes his day with. Kayfa dhak? How is that? Tawheed is the first thing that the servant opens his day with. A Tawheed is the last thing that the servant closes his day with. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم قرأ في ركعتي الفجر that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would recite in the two sunnah يعني ركعتان الفجر. He would recite, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, O disbelievers, I do not worship that which you worship. And قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah the One. Tawheed. Starting the day with Tawheed. And we'll mention the words of Ibn al-Qayyim to highlight the significance of this action. Likewise, there comes upon Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوتر بي سبح اسم ربك الأعلى قل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would pray the witr prayer and he would recite سبح اسم ربك الأعلى قل يا أيها الكافرون. Say, O Muhammad, O disbelievers, I do not worship what you worship. And قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah, the One. Listen, brothers and sisters, to the words of Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, highlighting the significance of this. Ibn Al-Qayyim, he said the surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say, He is Allah, the One. This clarifies the attributes of perfection that are obligatory for us to affirm for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And likewise, the deficiencies that it is obligatory to exonerate and free Allah Azza wa Jal from. That's قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. The believer starts the day with Tawheed. Likewise, finishes the day with Tawheed. As for the surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, O disbelievers. Then this contains the obligation to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone without any partners, and freeing oneself from worshipping anything besides him. Listen to what Ibn al-Qayyim said. How can a person not strive to learn about Tawheed? Sheikh al-Fawzan said, وَوَا حَقٌّ. Anyone who discourages the people, discourages them from learning about Tawheed. No one discourages the people from learning about Tawheed except for a mubtadi', an innovator, or a mushrik, a polytheist. Ibn al-Qayyim said, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقْرَأُ بِهَاتَيْنِ السُّورَتَيْنِ فِي سُنَّةِ الْفَجْرِ وَفِي سُنَّةِ الْوِتْرِ. For this reason, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would recite in the sunnah of Fajr and the sunnah of Witr these two surahs. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ أَنْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. He said, أَلَّتَيْنِ هُمَا فاتحة العمل وخاتمته. And بارك الله فيكم, the sunnah of Fajr and the sunnah of Witr are the opening and the closing of one's actions for the day. These two sunnahs are the opening and the closing of our actions for the whole day.
So look, the Muslim, he opens his day with Tawheed. He closes his day with Tawheed. Showing the importance of Tawheed in the life of the Muslim. Likewise, Tawheed, brothers and sisters, is liberation from slavery. People talk about liberation and equality and so on and so forth. And so-called intellectuals, some of them, they dedicate their whole life to this social reform and the like of these things. And in reality, these individuals, if they are upon kufr, they are slaves to the shaitan and they don't even know it. Tawheed, it liberates man from slavery. Listen to what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah he said. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah he said, "Harabu min al-riq alladhi khuliqu lahu, fabulu bi riq an-nafsi wash-shaytani." He said they run away from the servitude that they were created for. They run away from it because we were created to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone without any partners. So they were afflicted with slavery to the devil and their soul. They run away from the servitude that they were created for, to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone without any partners. So they were afflicted with slavery to the soul and to the devil. Al-Allama Shaykh Al-Fawzani explained these words. He said, because al-insan khuliqa li'ibadatillah, man was created to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone, wahda. Fa'idha tarakaha wa ashraka, if he abandons this and associates partners with Allah, sara abdan li shaitan, he becomes a slave to the devil. He becomes a slave to the devil, wal'iyadu billah. On another note, look at what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said about the slave of the dinar and the dirham. Or we can say, fi zamanina wa fi hadha al-makan, the slave of the dollar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what did he say about the slave of the dinar? Ta'isa abd al-dirham, ta'isa abd al-dinar. The slave of the dinar, the slave of the dirham is miserable. Brothers and sisters, many people in this time, they have psychological illnesses because they are not upon Tawheed, or they fail to perfect the Tawheed. Many of the psychological ills that people have is because of their lack of Tawheed or their failure to perfect Tawheed. Ta'isa, the Prophet ﷺ said it, as comes in Sahih Bukhari, the slave of the dinar is miserable, the slave of the dirham is miserable, the slave of the dollar is miserable, the slave of capitalism is miserable. The one who has caught the disease known as affluenza is miserable, meaning he just aspires for what? Affluence. He just wants money, and that's all he thinks about is wealth. He's miserable. So Tawheed is the way to liberate oneself from slavery. How can a person not strive to learn about Tawheed? Likewise, Tawheed, it banishes and removes anguish and difficulties. People in difficult situations, at-tawheed. The dawa, the medicine, at-tawheed. The ilaj, at-tawheed. Na'am, barakallahu feekum. The answer is not in a box or a container of tablets. The answer is not in narcotics. It's not in a mali. It's not in cocaine. It's not in khamar. That is not the answer. The answer does not lie in disobeying Allah. The answer does not lie in picking up the phone and calling someone or being with someone that you shouldn't be with or you shouldn't be talking to. That's not the answer. And if you don't learn the answer, you're going to be miserable. Wal-iyadu billah. And that's the problem. That's the problem with many people today. Illa man rahim Allah. They don't know how to deal with their problems. That's the problem. They don't know how to deal with their problems. They don't know how to deal with anguish. They don't know how to deal with difficulty. No filming. It's not Hollywood. This is the masjid. We're not in Hollywood. Nobody should be filming. Nobody should be taking any pictures. We're here to advise one another, to benefit from one another. Because we're surrounded by a pit of shahawat and shubahat. Maybe Allah Azza wa Jal will allow us to listen and hear something and benefit from it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, brothers and sisters, about His Prophet Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was in the belly of the fish. Now imagine that, for anguish and distress. Imagine being in that situation. You're swallowed by a whale. Naam. As an individual, if you were in that situation, could you see a way out? Would you think that there's a makhraj, and there's a makhraj for the people of Tawheed? Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, as Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us in the Quran, فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ Yunus, he cried out when he was in the belly of the fish. He cried out what? أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ None has the right to be worshipped except you, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Indeed, I was from the wrongdoers. And Allah Azza wa Jalla answered his supplication, and He saved him from the anguish and difficulty when he was in the belly of the fish, in that darkness. Tawheed. Allah Azza wa Jal, through Tawheed, removes the servant from difficulty and hardship. Brothers and sisters, listen to what Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, about Tawheed. That thing that, or some of the Sufaha and the Ju'ala, they say it won't rectify our communities. That's because anta marid wa ma tafham at-tawheed. You don't understand the meaning of Tawheed and its importance for the Muslim and for the Ummah. Ibn al-Qayyim said, rahimahullah, فَمَا دُفِعَتْ شَدَائِدُ الدُّنْيَا بِمِثْلِ التَّوْحِيدِ Nothing repels the difficulties and anguish of this world like Tawheed. وَلِذَٰلِكَ And for this reason, كَانَ دُعَى الْكَرْبِ بِالتَّوْحِيدِ The supplication that we find in the Sunnah to be said at times of difficulty is Tawheed. Likewise, the supplication of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam when he was in the belly of the fish, it was Tawheed. That dua, that if anyone in a difficult situation was to say it, Allah would remove them from that difficulty. فَلَا يُلْقِي فِي الْكُرَبِ الْعِظَامِ Ibn al-Qayyim said, nothing results in major anguish except for ma'adha shirk. Shirk is the cause of that. And nothing saves from that except the tawheed. Nothing results in major difficulties except for what? Shirk. And nothing saves from that except what? At-tawheed. Brothers and sisters, at-tawheed, Allah Azza wa Jal protects the servant from the devil due to tawheed. People having problems in their house, people having problems with wasawis, whisperings, their soul is inciting them to evil, the shaitan is calling them to evil, the shayateen of the ins is calling them to evil. Somebody is struggling, they just came home from prison, shayateen all around them trying to pull them back. Allah Azza wa Jal protects the servant from the devil due to tawheed. We are in need of tawheed. There's not one of us that is not in need of tawheed. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ The shaitan has no power over those who believe. Those upon tawheed, they worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone without any partners. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ He doesn't have any power عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Over those, the shaitan doesn't have any power over those who believe, the people of tawheed, and those who place their trust in their Lord. Who does he have power over? Who does the shaitan have power over, brothers and sisters? Allah tells us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ The shaitan has power over those who obey him and follow him, and those who are mushrikun, they associate partners with Allah. The mushriks, Allah protects the muwahid from the shaitan. The shaitan has power over the mushrikeen, showing the importance of learning about a tawheed so that we can implement it and perfect it. And to learn about a shirk so that we can stay far away from it. Likewise, the story of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an and the shaytan, as comes in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala. The shaytan, he said to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, إِذَا أَوَيْتَ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِكَ. When you go to bed, فَقْرَ آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي. Read آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّمُ. Until you finish the whole ayah. فَإِنَّكَ لَنْ يَزَالَ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَافِظٌ. If you were to recite آيَةُ الْكُرْسِي, when you go to bed, Allah Azza wa Jal will appoint a protector over you. وَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ حَتَّى تُصْبِحِ. And the devil will never be able to come close to you until you wake up. Allah Azza wa Jal protects the servants from the shaytan due to tawheed. Can we afford to be lazy about learning tawheed? Can we afford to be lazy about implementing this foundation of the deen? وَأَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين كالمبتدعة والمشركين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Likewise, brothers and sisters, tawheed is a reason for happiness, tranquility, peace and stability. Naam, peace and stability in your house, peace and stability in the community, peace and stability on the whole of the earth. Your house is in uproar, you have a problem with your wife, or the wife has a problem with the husband, there's problems with the children. Are we striving to perfect the tawheed in these households? Are we having disputes? Sometimes arguing and quarreling, and sometimes we think to ourselves, where did that even come from? How do we even open this subject? Tawheed is a reason for tranquility and stability. Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla said. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Those who do not mix with their iman, their faith, meaning their tawheed, they do not mix with it shirk. They are upon tawheed, muwahidun, far away from shirk. For them is security and safety, tranquility, and they will be guided. Safety in their lives, safety in their houses, safety in their communities, safety. And that's a promise from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whoever performs righteous deeds, whether they're male or female, see, there's no discrimination in this, alhamdulillah. Whether male or female, whoever does righteous deeds, whether they're male or female, and they are a believer, they're a person of tawheed, they understand tawheed and they implement it in their lives. Allah promises what? فَلَنُحْيَنُّ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. We will grant them a happy, pleasant, satisfying life. We will grant them a life of comfort. You won't need sleeping pills to go to sleep. You won't need a bottle of khamar or some cough medicine to make you happy. Won't need none of that. We will give you security. But brothers and sisters, we have to act upon what we learn in order to taste it. Again, the problem is that we don't know how to treat the problem. Listen to what Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim said. He said, Al-Ikhlas wa Tawheed shajaratun fil qalb. Sincerity and Tawheed is a tree in the heart. Wa furu'uha al-a'mal. And the branches of this tree are one's actions. And the fruits of this tree is what? A happy life in this life. An eternal bliss in the Akhirah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant each and every one of us that. And Ibn al-Qayyim, he goes on to say, he said, like in Jannah, the fruits of Jannah, naam, there's no limit, And the supply will never be exhausted. Likewise, it applies to Tawheed and Ikhlas for the people of Tawheed and Ikhlas in this dunya. And I'll close with this. There's a few other points. لكن من ضيق الوقت, limited time, ما نريد أن نطيل عليكم. Close with two statements. The first statement is from Sheikh al-Islam, al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. Because we hear a lot of people saying statements. I've already studied Tawheed. I've understood Tawheed. You know, alhamdulillah, I want something other than Tawheed. Tawheed, it won't rectify our communities. Oh, Tawheed, can't we have anything else other than Tawheed? That's why a lot of people are walking around miserable. Wal-iyadu billah. Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he said, listen. He said, anna qawl al-jahil, as for the statement of the ignoramus, at-tawheed fahimna. We've already understood Tawheed. As for the statement of the ignoramus who says, we have already understood Tawheed. I know what Tawheed is. Shaykh al-Islam, he said, as for the statement of the ignoramus, at-tawheed fahimna. We understand it. He said, anna hadha min akbari. He said this, anna hadha min akbari al-jahl wa makaid al-shaytan. This is from the greatest forms of ignorance and the plots of the devil. No doubt. The shaytan wants you to think that you understood Tawheed. He wants you to think that you understood Tawheed and you don't have any need to learn it. Why? Because it's easier for that person, for the shaytan to trick him and what? To pull him and lure him to committing shirk. That's why. So those people that go around making these ludicrous statements, I've understood Tawheed. I've already studied it. You know, when I was in Egypt, I studied Tawheed. That's because, look, the shaytan, he wants you to say that foolishness. Because the one, this type of individual, هذا الذي نخاف عليه. نعم. Listen what Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan, al-Allama Salih al-Luhaydan, he said. He said, أنصح طالب العلم بالاهتمام بعلم الشريعة وأن يكرر قراءة كتاب التوحيد وشرحه فإنه محتاج له كثيرا. Sheikh Salih al-Luhaydan advising the student of knowledge and more so the army, the common person. Because the common person doesn't have knowledge. Some people, they think, they may sit there and think, I'm not a student. I don't have to learn about this. You're a sitting duck. You're a sitting duck for shaytan to trap you in his net. Because the shaytan, he wants each and every one of us to be a servant for him. And he has many avenues of doing that. He has rap music. He has all types of filth. In the jara'id and upon the internet. That he utilizes for this goal. Sheikh al-Luhaydan, he said, I advise the student of knowledge to have concern for the sharia. That's the student of knowledge. Even the army more so. The common person. He said, and to repeatedly read Kitab al-Tawheed and its explanation, for indeed he is in great need of it. No doubt. No doubt. To continuously read it. We see the scholars, imams of the religion, Ibn Abbas, rahimahullah, would have Kitab al-Tawheed read to him with the Sharh Fath al-Majid numerous times. And he was an imam in the deen. Rahimahullah ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'ah. So what about us? And I'll finish with the narration that all of us, the brothers that attend Kitab al-Tawheed, the class, they know it already. They attended the lesson and they heard the narration from Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, min kitabi. Don't think that it's over, brothers and sisters. Paradise and hellfire is closer to every one of us than the laces on our shoes. The only thing that separates a person from that is death. If you die upon tawheed, falaka al-jannah. If you die upon shirk, then that's eternal damnation in the hellfire. The narration is what? The narration, dakhala rajulun, that a man, he entered the hellfire because of a fly. A man, he entered paradise because of a fly. The brothers who attend the class, they know the qissa already. It's not from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's da'if marfu'an, but it's authentically from one of the sahaba. There was a nation before you, there was a man from amongst them, he entered paradise because of a fly. And he entered one of them entered the hellfire because of a fly. How is that? Because of a fly? Naam. One of them, there was a people. And these people, they used to have a sonam, an idol that they used to worship. And they wouldn't let anyone pass. Naam, they wouldn't let anyone pass unless somebody makes an offering a sacrifice to the idol. So one of the two men, he wanted to go on his journey. They wasn't going to let him pass. So they told him, Qarrib, sacrifice to this idol. He said, I don't have anything to sacrifice. They said, Qarrib, sacrifice even if it's a fly. So he sacrificed a fly to this idol. He died and he went to hellfire. Wal-iyadu billah. Look at that. Jahl. Ignorance of a tawheed and ignorance of the danger of shirk. Don't think that we're not going to be challenged and tested. There's a lot of things out there. You have brothers, wal-iyadu billah. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he saved those who he saved. They repeat the lyrics of these rappers, and some of them contain clear kufriyat. When I die, I want to go to hell. You have people saying that. You have people saying all types of filth. Repeating it. Some of them playing it for their children, wal-iyadu billah. Imagine dying on that. Dying on, when I die, I want to go to hell. Or dying upon what? Shirkiyat and kufr. Because of a song that you can put in the bin. The other man, when he came by, they said, sacrifice to the idol. He refused. They killed him and he entered Jannah. So brothers and sisters, let's be serious about learning this matter of Tawheed. All of us, with our families, with our children, because this is a matter of Jannah, paradise and the hellfire. If we don't see the reality of this dunya, what it's for, then who's going to see it? If we don't know the reality of this dunya, those who ascribe to Islam, and we don't know why we're here in this dunya, then who does? I mean, Allah Azza wa Jalla give zeal and place zeal in our hearts to learn about His religion. Waqim as-salat.